This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
When will Richard Allen get his day in court for the allegations of being the Delphi murderer? Well, that is still very much up for grabs. We don't know the answer to that yet, but the latest in the saga that is this case, Judge Gull, who they're asking to either recuse herself from the case, be taken off the case. She got a promotion. I guess that's how it works in Indiana when you have a lot of allegations of improprieties. Well, let's promote up and maybe move you off to the left stage and put somebody else in here. It's hard to tell exactly what is going on right now with that. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, when you first heard that Judge Gull's going to get that 2-year term as the court's chief judge, effective January 1st, in addition to her existing duties, what was your reaction?
My reaction was, congratulations. I hope this means you won't be able to oversee the Delphi case.
Yes. And I'm wondering if that is going to be the case. A lot of this is somewhat administrative responsibilities and duties that she'll be taking up. But is it really going to be enough to take her off this case if she doesn't want to be taken off this case?
That is a very good question, Tony. I think oftentimes when judges are promoted to this level, they do reduce their caseload. And I do think it provides the perfect avenue to have her save face if it's determined that she shouldn't be on this case any longer due to decisions she's made. And it gives her an out, really, mm-hmm. to, she's in charge now. She could just reassign the case right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's everybody's hope, because it just came at such an odd time when she's under scrutiny for her actions in Delphi. And in fact, there's been negative rulings really against her.
Yeah.
You know, she asked for more time and, you know, she was made to produce information. So I'm hoping that's what this all means.
Do you think this was just completely random timing? I know sometimes with positions like this, it's like a rotating group of judges that end up taking up this responsibility for a 2-year period. Did timing just happen to work out this way? Or do you think this is something, again, where we go behind the scenes in the world of Delphi, Indiana, and how the judicial and law enforcement system works? And it seems to really support themselves, regardless of how bad the allegations are against them. Was this intentional? Was this just happened to be, well, it's your turn and this is where the clock landed?
I don't think so. But I, again, don't believe in coincidences mm-hmm. typically. I think they're very rare. I think this happened for a reason. I don't know if she gets a pay raise with this. I would think she does. Certainly, there's so much more responsibility with this type of position and so much more work that's going to be involved. And that's why oftentimes the caseload is reduced. So we'll see how this ferrets out, especially in advance of, you know, the hearing that is coming up. Mm-hmm. But I think it sets her up for a smooth transition out of this case, if that's what's decided.
A graceful exit, so to speak. So let's say it does play out that way. Let's say we do, in fact, get a new judge in this case. And let's say that it all works out and Baldwin and Rossi are, in fact, reinstated. They want to go to trial here. They want that the right that Richard Allen has to a speedy trial to be honored. Is that even a possibility if a new judge is in this case, if Baldwin and Rossi are also reinstated?
Certainly is. The judge, that should not bear any standing regarding whether speedy trial is observed. It will be important as to what the prosecution says, but typically the prosecution does not ask for continuances. When they come to bring a case to court, they are expected to be ready and prepared to try that case on the spot. Mm-hmm. It's the defense that typically puts off. And I find it very interesting that they're ready to move forward. And, you know, I think it's very laudable that they're ready to move forward. And for Richard Allen's sake, since he's crumbling, seemingly, we haven't seen him recently. Remember, he was snuck out of his facility to another facility, which, you know, tells me a lot in and of itself. I know they do that a lot of times for safety reasons, but there's a lot going on here, certainly.
There's a lot of optics at play, and a lot of them not very good for Delphi, Indiana. Maybe, just maybe, things will get on track and we can get back to actually focusing on the merits of the case and finding justice for those two little girls once all these semantics are finally settled down.
Yeah, once all the, you know, it's a whole storm in and around that case. And you know what? We haven't even gotten to the bottom of it in terms of we never got the Franks hearing.
No.
And really, that's what we need to spool back to. If they do the speedy trial, there's going to be no time likely for a Franks hearing in there. And so they're just going to press on. And I want to know what was going to be said at that Franks hearing.
I do too.
I still can't believe that just has gone away. So, you know, I want to see that revisited because I think there might be a lot there.
I think that would be very important to have take place before the actual trial. So I would hope that if Baldwin and Raza get back in there, that will be the first order of business before going to trial. But we'll just kind of have to see. I mean, it's a question of, well, you'll be, you know, incarcerated longer, but maybe this will increase the odds of Richard Allen being set free if, in fact, he is innocent. And as of right now, innocent until proven guilty, but certainly being treated like a hardened criminal.
Yeah, he is, Tony. And I still point back to, and this always will bother me, and I think it'll come to light, there is a reason why he got on the radar, and it's not being made clear, but there's a definite reason why all of a sudden, after all those years, his name out of the blue, the CBS, you know, tech, all of a sudden came to light with zero criminal history, with no information. I don't at all believe it was what was inferred. Oh, you know, good job to one of our clerks for, you know, revisiting this. No, there's something outlying, Tony, I believe, that brought his name to light, something that he did or something that he said. Look for something more to be out there.
Yeah, it will take time, as we've certainly seen in this case, but the truth does eventually rise to the top, and hopefully that happens sooner than later for the sake of everyone.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.